The Tanya for the 20th of Cheshvan is on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 578. We are two-thirds of the way down on the page at the period, and the line begins Derech Ha'anon. This light that is concealed for tzaddikim in the future, which we described earlier as the pleasantness of God, in taking pleasure in godliness, in the 400 worlds of longing in which the tzaddikim experience this pleasure, corresponding to the 400 gold silver pieces. By Avraham, so this level, this light of godliness, which is the source of pleasure for tzaddikim, has or contains many levels. Gveya mal gveya, higher and higher, ha'odam u'etas ha'yiredes, madrega acha madrego, by the diminished ray that descends level after level. Livre levush zem, to create this garment that we mentioned in yesterday's shiur, that the neshama needs a garment through which it can receive and tolerate this godliness. So what part of the godliness produces this garment? It comes from the last and lowest level of this light, and it is also described as the external and hind part, derech moshel. And also Ayin Sefer Mikdash Melech and Veresh Yud Amud Beis. As what he says over there in the Zayas, Umadi Ishtoyez, and that which remains concerning the light as it is diminished and contracted until it produces this garment. Now, so what is it that is the hind part or the external part of this pleasure of godliness? Hine k'mei shebenishmas ha'adam yesh bo keyach ha'tainuk shemnisa neges mima sheyesh lo'enig mimenu. Just as in the human soul, a person experiences pleasure from those things that give him pleasure, k'mei ma'askol ha'seichol chodesh u'chahay gavno, as for example, when a person comprehends a new subject, a new concept, this gives him pleasure. Ubchinas chitzenis v'achorayim shel keyach ubchinas hatainuk shebo. And what is the external and hind part of this pleasure that he is experiencing? He b'chinas keyach harotzin shebo. The hind part or the flip side of pleasure is will. The will wanting something. Shehu reitze ma shehu reitze, in that he wants what he wants, hainu dover she'ein etzar, and what does he want, what does a person want? That which is not painful. Shehatzar hepech tainuk, because the pain is the opposite of pleasure, of delight. So delight produces will, and the will is consistent with the pleasure, because the person wants only that which is not painful, that which is not a contradiction to the pleasure. Same is true also in godliness. God's will is the hind part of God's pleasure, of the pleasantness of God, the levels of pleasure and the world of longing and so on. And although pleasure and will in God are absolutely united, because God and His will are one, and not like a human will, God forbid, nothing of the sort at all. Because in the human being, the person and his will are two separate things. The ein dimyon b'neihem klal, there's no comparison there at all. Afal pi kein, but in spite of this difference between God and man, dibro teira kaloshim b'nei adam l'sachicha eizen. Teira speaks in human language in order to satisfy the ear, so that the ear should be able to hear it and absorb it, assimilate it. Mashichela lishmeya b'moshel u'melitza, what the ear is able to hear by way of analogy and comparison, min nishmasa adam haklula mikeya hatayinig v'haratzim v'hachachma v'habina, by comparing it to the soul of the human that contains pleasure and will and chachma and bina. Uknida b'chush, and as we see in experience, that when a person comprehends some new insight and some wonderful piece of information, for that moment at any rate, he experiences in his mind, in his seichel, he experiences a great pleasure. So we can conclude from that the pleasure is much greater than the intelligence and the chachma, because the person didn't work at experiencing the pleasure, he worked at experiencing the knowledge. And the result was that he experienced pleasure because the pleasure is clothed in the chachma. When he experiences the chachma, he automatically experiences the pleasure as well. So when a person feels the wisdom, the knowledge, the chachma, which means that he understands that he grasps it properly, then he will experience and feel also the pleasure that is clothed within chachma. And that's why bina, comprehension, is described in the Zayar as Olam Haba, paradise, because bina is where chachma reveals itself along with the pleasure that chachma carries. That godliness which the tzaddikim comprehend in Gan Eden, what they understand of the inner parts of Torah, because Torah is God's chachma, it comes from chachma, and Teda and God are entirely one. In the Hayem Yem for the 20th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that today is the birthday of Avshalom Dev Bez, and that was in the year which the Tzemach Tzedek called Kisra, crown. That was the year 1860. He was named for the Mittler Rebbe, and half the name was for the Tzemach Tzedek's father. Dev Be'er was after the Mittler Rebbe, and Sholem was after the Tzemach Tzedek's father, whose name was Abshalom Shachna. Every year, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, every year my father delivered a maimer on his birthday. But he did it secretly when it came out on Shabbos. On his last birthday here on earth, he said the maimer, Nasata l're'echa neis. And when he concluded, he said to me, on one's birthday, one should say Chassidus. May God give you a gift that you should say Chassidus on your birthday. But it should be with kindness and with mercy. It took 7 years for this bracha to happen. That is that the Friedrich Rebbe came out of prison on Yud Beis Tammuz, which is also his birthday. And that was the bracha of the kindness and mercy that the Rebbe should be able to survive the imprisonment and come out of prison. And that happened on his birthday. And that was during the seventh year as the Rebbe. He took over and became Rebbe. He took over from his father, and he became Rebbe in 1920. And he came out of prison in 1927.